Back with the story behind the story behind the recipe is Heather Atwood, and she's back from Lower Slobovia or Upper Ashkash, New Bungay. I'm not sure where, but how are you, Heather?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm okay, and I'm enjoying this. As we record this, we're in the middle of a 90-degree day. I love it, but I don't know. Where you been? What are you doing?
I have been in Serbia. Does that mean anything to you? You're right. It's in, like, northern this, eastern that. Serbia is actually, I'll answer for you. It is midway between Austria and Turkey.
Well, I believe it was at one point Yugoslavia. Is that right?
Yes, right.
Okay.
Exactly. It was part of all those little countries. There's all a bunch of countries now, and they were all together once Yugoslavia. Serbia, Croatia, Montenegro, Bosnia. And Serbia is the one of that little chunk of Yugoslavia that's more in the very center of the Balkan Peninsula.
Okay. Well, my question would be to you then, why?
Why? Good question. My daughter is there studying Serbian, and I went to visit my daughter, and I had a wonderful time.
Wonderful.
And this is a really funny story. I got off a plane in Belgrade. I took a picture of the Welcome to Serbia sign, mm-hmm. and I posted it on Instagram. Within a couple of minutes, Lily Linquata, whose dad owns the Gloucester House in Gloucester,
yes.
responded to my picture and said, "Wait, are you in Belgrade? I'm here right now. I'm leaving tomorrow." Isn't that a small town story, right?
It also shows you the power of technology where we are today. That's amazing.
I know. So anyway, she said, "I love Belgrade." And I knew nothing about Belgrade. But after being there for a week, I can say Lily is right. I love Belgrade, too. It's a wonderful city. It really is.
Isn't that great? Well, I'm sure you sampled the cuisine while you were there.
I did. And this is what I say about the cuisine. It's all on my blog, by the way. I wrote about Serbia today. The people are amazing. The cuisine is definitely one that was born out of the fact that this country was at war for 2,000 years. They never had time to stop fighting with people and create a really beautiful cuisine. So it's about sausages and beans and the kind of stuff that you can hand to your warrior son or husband to go pick up his bow and arrow and fight the Huns or the Turks or the Austrians or whoever was at war with them. And you remember, I mean, the NATO bombed Belgrade in 1999. So this is a country that has seen a lot of war. So anyway, the cuisine is really delicious homemade sausages called ćevapi, this beautiful flaky cheese pie that definitely has a Turkish influence. It's sort of like a flaky phyllo dough with cheese inside. There is something that clearly has the Turkish influence, and that's called Ivar, and that is a recipe I put on my blog
mm-hmm.
because it's a great recipe for us to be making right here. It's eggplant and peppers and garlic all roasted down and pureed and served it's preserved. It's so in Turkey, in Serbia, they say in September, all you smell is this Ivar being prepared because all the ladies are in their kitchens cooking eggplants and peppers.
Wow.
And they preserve it and they save it for the winter. So it's something we can all do, and it's delicious.
Well, you know, the eggplant, the pepper, and the garlic, to me, fits right into the Italian cuisine. So I bet the Italian taste buds would go for that as well.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
All that, you know, southern Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Balkan Peninsula touches on five seas. So it has a lot of, you know, it's the Ionian, the Adriatic, the Black, the Mediterranean. It's right in the middle of all of that.
Okay, now when I missed that on Jeopardy, I'm going to blame you because I'm not going to remember all those. Five, see, that's amazing. It sounded like you had a fantastic time and your daughter also. I'm looking at the pictures on your website, your blog, and the people over there, you had a good feeling about how you were treated and so on?
Oh, it was amazing. And you know, my daughter had said, because everybody is worried about the whole world, right? And traveling anywhere in the world these days, you kind of think twice, right? No matter where you are. And I sent my daughter over there, and she said, "Mom, I am in the safest place I could possibly be." Well, I didn't believe her for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, I thought, she's right.
Oh, that's great.
I had never for one second did I feel any of that kind of urban tension that you get sometimes in the street
mm-hmm.
passing you know, maybe the street's empty except for you and one other person, and you just feel that little, I don't really like being alone in the street. I never felt any of that. I never for one second felt any sort of darkness or anxiety. And the idea of any sort of, you know, more tragic thing happening, like the awful incidents that have been happening in Paris and elsewhere, you know, everyone says, nobody cares about Belgrade. Nobody cares about Serbia. Terrorism isn't going to happen here because it's not, a country with political value to those people.
Yeah.
It felt that way. It felt wonderful and beautiful and relaxing to be in these beautiful squares with lots of families having ice cream and beautiful music being played. You know, lots of children in the streets playing violins. You know, it was just wonderful.
Yeah, and your pictures are fantastic. You did a great job. The other thing is I noticed there's an airport there that brings to mind an old cartoon I saw once. There was a speed dating thing with a scientist. He was sitting at a table, and a woman sat down, and the scientist asked the woman a question, and he said, "Edison or Tesla?" And the woman responded, "Who's Tesla?" And he yelled out, "Next!"
So, yeah, he was an important guy, right?
Well, you know, it's pretty amazing, and I never knew that there was a Nikola Tesla airport.
You know what? I just learned. I didn't know about Nikola Tesla at all, but I did some Googling, and I found out how important he was in this country terms of, like, he invented the plug, basically, right?
Well, and the thing is, Edison gets credit for most of the stuff that Tesla had already done, but Edison was an amazing businessman, so he just really outmaneuvered Tesla in so many different ways.
Yeah, well, he was a Serb, Tesla.
I didn't know that. That's,
yep.
That's amazing. So we both learned something. And the Danube goes through Belgrade?
Yes, the Sava River and the Danube meet in Belgrade.
Hmm.
So that tells you how important that city was, because those are two major highways, you know, 100 years ago and before, passing through from the east to the west. So those rivers, you know, you come down you meet the Danube in the Black Sea, you follow that to the Sava, and then you take the Sava right into Europe. So Belgrade was a really important.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not going to give everything away because I want people to read your blog, but also you've got some literature history in here as well. It's just tremendous. What a great experience, and the blog is awesome. Awesome, Heather.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, anything else you want to mention today?
Yes, I do. We have this very exciting thing happening back on the home turf, Gloucester, Massachusetts. There is going to be a Sea to Supper dinner on August 25th at 6 o'clock at the Cape Ann Marina to benefit the Gloucester Fishermen's Wives.
Okay.
And it is going to be a menu of all Gloucester-landed fish, and I don't mean haddock. I mean whiting, lots of whiting, dabs, redfish, probably some squid, and, like, you know, redfish tacos and ceviche made with flounder, and those are dabs, basically. You know, fried whiting with a fennel remoulade. It's going to be a really creative menu, but all Gloucester-landed fish.
Tremendous, and that is on the 25th. I'll post that one. I'll steal that one from your blog, but also refer to your blog on that one.
Okay, and there's also next Thursday, maybe we should talk about it next week. Oh, but we'll talk on Thursday, so I should let people know.
Okay.
Seafood Throwdown, big seafood throwdown at the Cape Ann Farmers Market next Thursday. You will be able to purchase whiting right off the boats at the Cape Ann Farmers Market. Whiting will probably be, you know, around that day. I won't say that it will be the Seafood Throwdown fish, but you'll see Angela Sanfilippo and the mayor, Safatia, will be preparing whiting. They'll be doing demonstrations on how to cook it, and people can taste how delicious it is, and you will be able to buy it there.
All right, I'm going to try to get over there. Maybe we can talk about that earlier in the week next week, and then I'll try to get over there, get some video, and get some interviews too.
That would be good.
And
this
how about
a great event?
And how about Angela Sanfilippo being elected to the Boston Seafood Hall of Fame?
Wasn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's really cool.
And then, you know, City Hall, the City Council gave her another award on Tuesday night at their meeting. So I think she had a big week, and
awesome.
I think some tears flowed.
All right. Well, you had a big week, too, and congratulations on getting home safely. Is your daughter home now?
No, she comes home on Saturday.
Okay, very good. All right. Okay, well, we'll talk next week, Heather. And in the meantime, thanks so much and stay safe and stay cool.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Heather. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Heather Atwood with the story behind the recipe on MSONewsSports.com.